It's a very low barrier to get into the Gronk Squad.
That's crazy.
We've committed to do the Daily Talk Show for 10 years.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Put it in the calendar.
I'd just like to check the temperature in the room.
I told you my squeegee story.
It is outrageous.
Come on, let's go.
It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 960.
Happy Tuesday. Happy Chewy Tuesday, my friends. How are we?
Continuing our lockdown. We'll be here until Wednesday and then hopefully...
Here all week.
We're back at the office. But yeah, it is Chewy Tuesday. You gave me the Trident Cinnamon. Normally, you are extremely strict. You can be a bit of an arsehole about it, actually, around us not having the Chewy before Chewy Tuesday.
Well, it's called we want to be able to react in the moment to the flavour of the chew, mm-hmm. where we chew on a chewing gum for the 60-second segment that usually blows mm-hmm. out to 60 minutes. But no, mm-hmm. no. You are like a child that yeah. I'm like, if I told you I got you a present, you mm-hmm. would not stop harassing me about what did I get you. Even if yes. I preface with, I got you a surprise present, and you're like, yes. well, just tell us what it is then. And mm-hmm. so Chewies, yes. you're kryptonite, you love them. And mm-hmm. if we've got Chew in the office and it's for something special, you want to get into it. And then I called you. because I had to drop some things to you, mm-hmm. and one of them being the Chewy, because we needed to, you know, I'm the backbone of this segment, yeah, even yeah, though it's yeah, your yeah. segment, you know?
You were delivering. So, yeah, the other day before we started working from home, you dropped off the Chewies, and then we yeah. had – a FaceTime call, and you said, are you eating those Chewies, you prick?
You just, well, you I deny
mean,
it.
I mean, the thing is, we're in lockdown, mate. Just give us a break. I couldn't believe that. Think about all of the hassles. What are we going to do with Bodhi? Like, what's all this stuff? Like, and the big thing was like, are you having the Chewies early? Like, that was the thing that was going to piss you off.
Well, as soon as I saw you having one, because I hadn't even thought of having one. As soon as I saw you, I was like, "Well, fuck it, I'm eating chewing gum as well."
I knew that you would do that. Like, so, you wanted to see me do this.
Well, you know, one sort of weak link takes down mm-hmm. everyone else. But if yeah, you're yeah. not the main weak link that started the fall of Rome,
you're okay with
it. You know, mm-hmm. it's all good. Yeah. So. Today, there is something that we both haven't done, unless you've already done mm-hmm. this. We're doing a Chewy Tuesday Chew Off.
And yeah, I haven't done it yet, but what I will say is when I was having one of the cinnamon Chewies yesterday, Bree said it's because it is cinnamon, it doesn't have that sort of minty, fresh smell. And I said, should I say in the review that it makes your breath smell not great? And she said, specifically, she said, do not say that because you can't walk away from the guy who's got bad breath. Like, it will stay with people. So she was very clear that it wasn't that it smelt, it just smelt cinnamony, and she yes. likes the fresh mint smell.
I get it. Her other boyfriend, you know, delivers yeah, exactly. on that. No. So today's spearmint today time. We're Trident cinnamon mm-hmm. gum, which this is like an extra, so it's like a thicker slab, mm-hmm. a thicker piece versus the yep. big red last week was like straps. And can I just
very
can
similar,
I can I lead
honest.
This?
Yeah,
I don't. What you just said, I don't.
Well,
agree.
No. Just the strap versus the thing, like the extra thing. What
well,
you're just
no,
talking about
different.
Is a little bit of. There's just a slight thickness difference, so the Trident's a little
do
bit thicker.
Do not compare a crepe to a pancake. They are not the same thing.
can we be clear? I never did. What I'm saying is if you can run the segment, even though I created it, but what I'll say is looking at the Chewies, yeah, so you've got maybe it's the Trident is the width about like a third, like two-thirds of the the width or maybe half. So, yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Comparing it to a big red. One's really flat, yes. one's a yeah. thicker little piece. Yeah,
yeah. Which one do you like more in regards
man,
to flat versus thick?
Trident is real good. This is my favourite cinnamon gum I've ever had, and I used to be a big believer in big red. But until I saw how many carbs, sugars it had in it, well, this is sugar free. Yeah, yeah.
No, it's not that. Like, let's not sound like we're orthorexic. It's only 10 calories per big red stick. But the big thing you can't deny is you can't be chewing gum that has sugar in it. The doctors will tell you. Sorry, the dentist will tell you this. The FDI will tell you this. You need to go zero sugar if you're going to have chewy, because otherwise you are ruminating in sugar all day, which is not good.
Well, it is. It would be like chewing on a little gummy bear that's full of sugar. If there was an interesting, that would be a great idea.
But the thing is,
chewable gummy bears.
So here's a question for you. You're better off drinking a Coke quickly or slowly for your teeth?
I reckon if you were to like put your tongue out and then you know, pour it down so it only hits your tongue onto your throat quickly, that's better. You're in terms of your teeth. Or your teeth.
Well, yeah, so the deal is that my
you
mum,
know the answer, do you?
Was a dental nurse. Yeah, she was a dental nurse for, you know, 30-odd years. And what she would say is if you drink any sort of acidic drink, she has a real issue with the fizzy, the LaCroix and stuff that I'm drinking at the moment, because they're sort of apparently quite acidic. And every time you take a sip, it's hitting your teeth. It's attacking the enamel. And so the suggestion is, if you're going to have your DC, if you're going to have your Coke Zero, if you are going to have your Pepsi Max, do not sip it. If you sip it throughout the day, you think, oh, I'm being good. You're not. You are just – you are creating multiple situations where it's a fucking war zone in your mouth, essentially. Your enamel is getting constantly attacked. So either use a straw or skull that mofo.
I mean, if that's not, you know, life advice, I don't know what else is. But I reckon I'm just going to have a little piece of the big red, because we've got some left over from last week, surprisingly.
You almost pissed off about this. Yeah, and so you're pissed off about this too, because I don't know how it actually happened, but you said we've got to keep at least two. I thought there was two in the packet, and so I thought there was three in the packet, and so I gave George half and me half, and we chewed on one and we're enjoying it. And then you came in and said, "Who had the fucking chew? It was you," and then start fucking attacking me. It gets real nasty.
What are you having? What are you putting in your mouth right now?
Big red. Okay.
Yeah.
I know the already I know over the difference. I know the difference.
Texture. Right.
No. So I like the big red. I'll tell you why. I taste the sugar. No. What I like about the big red is the chili spice heat.
You like
there
the
is
bite.
A there is a heat, there is a bite that you get on the back of your throat. Can you taste that?
Yeah. Oh no. This is annoying.
What?
I've just put a piece of Trident gum, the chewy one, after the after the big red. Try it. Take out the big red, put in the Trident.
No, just tell me what happens first.
All you taste is the sweetness of it. It's like, you know,
oh, I can get around that.
Well, the cinnamon kind of goes because you've been hit with a big red's quite hot.
Sounds like it's and giving now, asthma, to be honest.
definitely. This segment, not advised if you are an asthmatic like myself. Yeah.
No, but I think for a day to an EDC everyday carry, you have to go with the Trident, just for the fact that it's not a war zone in your mouth. It doesn't have that sugar.
Well, just on the chewing stuff, like teeth are a bizarre thing. Like how they've evolved over, the time that
what are you
the
trying
humans,
to say?
Evolution. Like coming from, think about like, I want to talk about human evolution. Teeth. Mm-hmm. Think about horses, how over the time they've got that like gap at the back where the reins, you know, that you pull, there's like a mouthpiece that they wear.
Ah, really?
Don't you know that when you're riding, have you ever ridden a horse?
personal question, but I don't know. I don't know. Have you not ridden a horse? Fuck off and stop attacking me. I've ridden a camel. But I don't know.
If you've read an elephant, you've ridden an elephant before a horse.
Yeah, an elephant. Yeah, I've. I only ride exotic animals.
Is it true that you rode an emu once?
Yeah. All the natives, all the kangaroo,
crocodile, yeah. Fucking
a horse.
Poor echidna. No. The poor. What do you
a wombat goes hard. I'm trying to think. I've got to have had ridden a horse, but I can't
school
think of a
camp.
Time.
Oh,
mate, we were lucky to have enough bow and arrows for the whole team. Like we went to a public school. Just give me a sec. Let me think. I've been on a horse and cart.
Nah, still not the same. Have you never sat on a saddle on top of a big 500 kilogram beast, i.e. horse.
So there are saddles for like the camels and the elephants and stuff. But
I mean, it's a horse.
I don't think so. I can't remember. It seems ridiculous. You know how when you're a kid, I don't know if you ever did this, but when you would go to a fete.
Yeah,
it was like the there might have been a horse, but there was also the local bikey. No, the local bikey that would take you on a Harley around the. Do you remember that?
I had it for my birthday one year. We got Harley Davidson rides, and so
that's cool.
I don't think they're bikies in the sense of tough.
They're
criminal
bikers.
They're like hot rodders almost, like your dad.
Yes,
enthusiasts. Yeah. They love it. And so it brings joy to them to get some little tacker on the back just loving life. But I remember there's some photos of us out the front of our place on a motorbike. Anyway, we digress.
So no,
it's not about whether you've
ridden
– you haven't ridden a horse. I mean, that's a big first that we can do all as a team.
Yeah.
We can see you trot off and it's probably going to be a winery tour, an adult adventure. Yeah, down in the peninsula, you can ride horseback between wineries and have a few sips. I don't know. You know, it sounds dangerous. But over the years, horses' mouths have evolved. That's what I've heard. I wonder if chewing gum or like the human mouth, how it's evolved over the years. Like wisdom teeth, what are they for, mate? Are they they've got to serve any purpose? Maybe many years ago. It's bone. Anyway, Jess sent us a site with 43 wild facts of human evolution, and I'm going to read a few. She's given us some numbers. Number 36, 29, 27. These are all the number. So within the list, number 36, choke artists. All right. Here we go.
So do you want me to guess what a choke artist is, or is it as it seems?
No, this is fun. What's a choke artist?
My guess is a choke artist is someone that's sort of almost in the realm of a magician that's able to sort of choke themselves out, make themselves unconscious and then bring themselves back.
Well, I mean, people thought we had a choke artist the other day when you grabbed me from behind the from behind and choked me out. Humans are the only mammals that face a significant risk of choking on food. Why? The lowering of the voice box, which is exactly what makes it possible for us to speak. Similar primates like a capuchin monkey, for example. How do you reference a monkey no one's ever heard of? A capuchin. Capuchin. Have you heard of a capuchin monkey?
No, maybe I haven't ridden a horse. Don't ask me.
Yeah, true. Struggle to create the sounds needed for speech because their voice boxes never descended. In the words of the linguist Steven Pinker, at some point evolution chose human speech over human breathing. Personally, I would not take not choking over speaking. So that's interesting. So, yeah, you can... It was the deal with the devil, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It was either never choke, but you can't speak, or speak, but you watch out. When you're fucking at Voodoo Mond, sucking back a snail, it could kill you.
Oh, so you think it's like, so it's the food choking sort of thing?
It's, well,
I thought choking. It was more sort of like, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. I straight away went to sort of like being attacked, like how we can die.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, oh, this is a good one. Hiccups. There's no game there for you. But maybe think about what a hiccup is. You, Josh has eaten bread a bit too fast around the office.
It's a, like... Brie actually gets mad at me mid-hiccup. Like, if it happens a lot with cheese. Just
you know what?
Looks at me.
You know
it's
what?
Just like...
I feel Brie's rage. There's something annoying about it, and it's just like a kid who's eaten too many chocolates and shitting himself in the corner. You're just like... I'm not like, that's annoying. You're annoying.
But you made me feel better because you said Amy does it.
Yeah, Amy, when she eats bread, it's like, it's like she's a, you know, little kid just getting, you know, hasn't eaten in weeks, just getting a bit of bread, eats it too fast. It's something about how much you chew it, I think. I reckon you're not.
But then
you're
do you feel like, it's more than a hiccup for me. It's almost like a, it's closer to a heart attack, I would say, than a hiccup because it's sort of my whole chest. No, it's not even that. It's like a physical.
yeah. Yeah, I know. It's like air is trying to go down. It gets stopped. All right, here we go. Hiccups may also be a leftover from back when we were an aquatic species.
Oh,
basically,
really?
The same muscle used to process water in a fish's gills is what's responsible for the contraction we feel when the diaphragm goes into spasm, i.e. a hiccup. Okay, there you go. Your diaphragm spasming, Josh. Remember, the next time you're expecting the hiccups, it's really just your fishy heritage coming out. Treat them by leaping into the nearest ocean. Okay, that's just silly.
I mean, talking about that reminds me of crocodiles. I watched a clip from
Elon Musk. Talk about the one you rode the other way.
Yeah, I rode one. No, I was watching a Joe Rogan clip on YouTube when he had Elon Musk on for the second time the other day. Did you listen to that episode?
Yeah, I got about 20 minutes to go.
Okay, so a couple of things. So they were talking about crocodiles. Did you hear that bit?
Yeah. Dinosaurs
just saying it's a bit
and
whack.
How they survive.
Yeah. And just like so rotting meat.
The way they survived, you know, the thousands of years and not going extinct. They can eat anything, just rotten carcasses. Yuck.
And so did they survive the Big Bang?
Mate, I'm not
wrong
Elon Musk.
Asked.
Why are you asking me? Wait,
can you just Google crocodile?
I've got a mic in my hand.
Okay,
why
no,
can't
that's
you?
Fine. So do I. No, I'm in the exact same position. And so
it could be that could have been pre Big Bang, and then was the Big Bang is
it must
suggesting
have been.
That
must
that's
have
how
survived.
The Earth. Are you looking it up?
No, don't worry about it. Yeah, we need to get some sort of expert on to talk about it. But the other thing that I thought was interesting from that chat very quickly was
So Josh, the Big Bang theory is the leading explanation about how the universe began. So the Big Bang.
The Ice Age
then,
is what I'm
you're
thinking.
Saying. The Ice Age, yes.
Ice Age, okay. Jeez,
yes, and so see, yeah. So that was pre, and then.
So there was the Big Bang, and then I need some sort of timeline printed out. It's good to know.
We'll get it tattooed on your arm, mate. All right, you ready for the next one?
Go for it.
Pink eye. Have you ever had pink eye?
No. But has it got Mr. Pinky giving his feedback?
Well, yeah, pink eye.
He was a guy from earlier in the article.
Maybe pink eye is like the. Maybe it's conjunctivitis. Is that it? It's like people refer to pink eye as conjunctivitis. Anyway, all right. The small pink tissue in the corner of the eye is left over from a third eyelid. I know. You know that stuff where you sleep sort of pulls up?
Yeah.
I'm pointing at it now.
No, I don't understand that. So I understand sleep, but what's the sleep pulling up stuff?
No. So in the corner of your eye is where sometimes – so the corner closest to your nose on each eye – you can see the pink tissue at the joint, at the very corner. And sometimes, well, sleep can pull over to that part of the eye. And so when you wake up, you just, like, people rub their eye and get the sleep out. Anyway, I always thought that that area was like the place where it just sort of sends it all. But yeah, they're saying that it left over from a third eyelid, similar to those found in a bird or reptile. It helps to protect your eyes by keeping them moist. Does this support the reptile Illuminati theory? Okay, this website just adding in commentary as well, yeah, like facts and commentary.
It's like when you read anything where you just inject dumb shit into it and we don't know if it's real or not. So it actually said the Illuminati thing.
It actually did. All right, so I'm going to give you a couple options of which one you can we'll go one. Next for the final one. So foot muscle. Here we go, number 16. Neanderthals and humans. Or we've got number 13, blushing. Or we've
I'll lock in foot muscles, please.
Foot muscles?
Yeah.
Is that because you see yourself as a walker?
No, or but you've I've had... just had foot issues previously.
Okay. Foot muscle. Yep. About 9% of the human population today has an utterly useless muscle in their leg. It's called the plantaris muscle, and it's used to have a it used to have a legitimate use back in our monkey days. It helped us to grip and manipulate objects with our toes. Now, of course, our fancy fingers and thumbs have taken over that function, leaving the plantaris out of work. In fact, the thumb has rendered the plantaris muscle so useless, scientists like to use it when reconstructing other parts of the body.
That's interesting.
That's full on. What a useless... I mean, there are...
Plantaris.
Plantaris. I don't even know. Like, what's it doing? How's it even staying alive? You know, how's it keeping its thickness?
I don't quite understand it.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, that was a good segment. Do you want to do one more?
Yeah, because this is very relative. Nah, hairy humans. 1 square inch of human skin has as many or more hair-producing follicles as other primates. The difference is ours is lighter, thinner, and shorter. I just ruined the segment by bringing that up. Sorry, guys.
Why?
That was dumb.
Oh, that's okay.
Did nothing for us.
Do you know you lose around 70 hair strains a day?
Do you? As in...
Well, I do. I saw a beauty like a maybe Joanna Fleming on her Insta. She was doing. She's got a beauty podcast, and she was doing sort of an Insta, ask me anything. And someone was saying, "Hey, I'm losing 20 hairs a day," and she's like, "Hey, up to 70 is all good."
Up to 70, but how would you? I mean, Amy loses hair quite frequently. But it's just, I think it's just more noticeable based on the length of them, right?
Sure.
And so if she has a shower, I'm always surprised that she's not completely bald by the end of the week. Like, how are they growing? Are they growing that quick or you just have so many of them? That's what I don't understand.
So many, I think. Yeah, so many.
It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. I mean, how, I was just thinking about, sure, some women suffer, what's it called?
Alopecia.
Alopecia. So they lose their hair, but majority of women have hair. Why is it that men go bald? Like, why did men get that deal?
Do you think that that's like the testosterone thing?
I don't know.
We've got a lot of questions, not many answers.
We need answers. Do you know that answer?
We need some sort of scientist that we can call up on these occasions. One thing that I can speak to a lot is torches. And I've got a great once
charge
a week
your torch,
I like
mate.
To. No, I've charged it. I can turn it on. I think it'd be fun to do like a torch talk segment maybe once a week where I can tell you a funny torch story. And this story comes from the weekend where we had some plumbing issues. And I saw the plumber using his iPhone to try and like light up what he was trying to see, right? I just thought, this is not good. So I went over, I said, hey, do you want a torch? He said, oh, yeah, that would be helpful. And so I ran so quickly to get my torch, and Bree is like, she's watching me going, oh, like he's got his moment. And I gave it to him. I gave it to him on a real high setting. Like it would have, if he held it for too long, it would have burnt his hands.
He said, but, fuck me, not a blowtorch, mate.
So I gave it to him, and he was flicking through the settings. And I wanted to explain. I said to him, oh, like you just, do you want me to show you how to use it? And I just liked his response, which was, mate, I learnt Microsoft Windows all on my own. I've got this.
That's a good response.
And then he went for like 5 minutes talking about, yeah, you know, Windows, I did all my, like just was talking about it for ages. He loved talking, which I do too, so it was all good.
Who won the talking comp?
He won based on he was able to turn off the torch. But not before he put it in strobe mode. And that was when I asked him, it was like strobing up the joint. I said, do you need a hand with the torch? I think Bree was getting pissed off at me because I was egging him on, like just asking him questions. Like I said to him, he was trying to, you know, push through some sort of blockage. And I said, he's like, oh, you know, we have to go from this way. I'm like, can you not, like, might be a simple question, but could you just vacuum it with something, like use some sort of vacuum technology? And then he went into, oh, yeah, you'd think, but no, they don't have any technology like that. And then I asked him about his, he's got a camera that he, like, he, you know, put it through the system. And then I said,
oh, through the pipe.
You push, yeah, yeah. So, like, how long have you guys, like, used them? Like, how long you had them for? He's like, oh, I guess that's like asking how long have mobile phones been around? I said, oh.
Is it?
And I said, oh, early 90s? He's pissed off that I gave him an answer. And then he's like, oh, you know, like, and he started telling me about, like, oh, you know, the big phones, you know, you had a real, real massive, massive phone, big brick phones. And then I realized, I'm like, I'm not getting any information on this camera. And so it turns out they're about 10 years. Yeah, his point was someone had invented something 30 years ago that no one was using, but in the last 10 years it's become a lot more popular. And he's had his unit for about 4 years. But it is cool. Like he was giving a lot of detail.
About his job.
Just plumbing. Yeah, yeah, just understand. Yeah, I mean, it's just like,
if you ever want to have a conversation with someone who's a tradie, just get them fired up about what they do. Make it all about them. It is a good
way. That's what I was doing. Like, I was asking, I nearly asked, oh, how'd you get into this? But I just thought, like, I think we're paying by the hour, and I could tell, like, and he was explaining everything. Like, part of me, I understood that it's like, it seems like quite a lonely job. And he, you know, there was one, he was a guy who was very sort of vocal throughout the whole experience. So it's like, you know, where I'm in the house and he's out the front trying to work out, like trying to get the camera up the pipe from the front of the house. And you just hear, oh, fuck. So we like go out. So is it all good? He's like, ah. It just it forks off, and I can't get it up there. So we can't see what's going on. But like the way that he was talking, I thought like he'd hurt himself.
Yeah, no, it's my dad. Bugger it, bugger it, bugger it, bugger it. You'd be like, mate, you're right. Ah, oh, just lost my measurement.
Yeah, but he reminded me. Of me with like video projects where it's like he's been around for a while, so he's seen things go wrong. And so he's like, you know,
he's tarnished.
I've had something just like this before. I ruined the whole kitchen. They had to move out. It was an insurance thing. Like, and I was like, oh, okay. It's just like, yeah, this is not good. This is not. And then like he said, oh, so we'll just need to put, we need to get someone to put their foot over this like hole where like a drain sort of thing so it doesn't go up when he was like putting through some sort of like pressure hose. And he said, now Yeah, I don't know how long this is going to take because I don't know if you guys are comfortable with putting your foot on it or do I need to get some more people in to – I'm like, oh, like, put the foot on the drain. He's like, yeah. He's like, I'm like, I can do that. He thinks I'm a useless fuck. But then he's like, oh, you know, but I can't be held responsible for any of the – you know, like there could be – you know, we don't know what sort of
shoot
or whatever the fuck. Yeah, no. But like, what sort of like shit is there? I'm like, isn't it our own stuff?
Oh no, because
anyway?
You can get, dude, you can get hepatitis. Pink eye.
Yeah,
can get like from sewage. There's okay. if it was
so sewage, maybe that, like, I shouldn't have done that.
Unless it's sprayed everywhere,
save some
I think
time.
You're fine.
No, we're all
good. I think you're fine, anyway. Dude.
Okay,
that's good funny. One.
I do enjoy a chat with a tradie, though.
Yeah, tradie chat. It's great.
Maybe we could do that. Maybe once a month we could get a tradie on and we could just ask a bunch of questions.
Yeah. I mean, what you're seeing is you really have to treat them like they're experts who have come into your house. If you had a aquarium or like a fish expert come to your house to look at your fish, you'd be asking all different questions. It's like my dad. You do it with him with plants. He loves it. Loves chatting about plants. And something about hearing somebody who loves something talk. There's someone's, you know, just loving on a topic.
And when they explain it too, like he really got into it, like, explaining. Like, now I feel comfortable doing some plumbing. You know, like I've got just enough info to be dangerous. You know? Do you have a plunger at your place?
You mean like a...
Like a plunger?
No, I don't.
Really?
I don't.
It's
I feel like...
Because we're in a like a older house, like that's a thing now that's like you have plungers. Being in apartment blocks, you didn't really need a plunger.
Nah.
But
I've moved into a house that had a plunger that was not ours, which is almost like
a toilet
you think
brush.
About the problems that have happened needed to be used on. Mm-hmm. I've never had to really use it. Actually, I should have had a plunger once. I had to use a – so I looked up how you could I looked up how you could create a plunger at home. And if you wrap a toilet brush, if you put a plastic bag around that, it can become a plunger.
Oh, no.
Like it can seal off and sort of just push whatever
sounds down. Like a sad day for you.
I know, yeah. It's that, mate, one using a fucking toilet brush is one thing. Putting a plastic bag over it, ugh.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Disgusting. Oh, yeah, I remember as a kid accidentally being in a mate's place and being really particular with wiping my ass because I never would go to the toilet, like do a shit at their, like at people's houses, and I needed to. And so I was being very particular and I took the toilet paper roll off the thing so I could like get the paper.
Oh, no.
I accidentally dropped the whole a full roll into the bowl. What do you do? I was fucking panicked. I was like, can I flush this fucking thing down? It's like it's gone so big. That's why you don't shit at people's places. All right. Anyway, it's a daily talk show. I hope you're enjoying lockdown. If you are in lockdown, if you're out and about, I hope you're having a good day with that too. We'll see you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See you guys.